Let's delve into a topic of profound reflection and transcendence. What is the sin that God does not forgive according to the Bible? Throughout the scriptures, we find teachings on God's grace and forgiveness, but we are also warned about the seriousness of sin and its eternal consequences. In this exploration, we will strive to understand which specific sin is the one the Bible describes as unforgivable and what implications it has for our lives and our relationship with God. Prepare for a deep and challenging reflection as we immerse ourselves in the scriptures in search of clear and meaningful answers on this crucial topic. In ancient times, when the earth was young and the sky still didn't know the sin of man, there was a divine law that governed all created things. This law, written with fire and spirit, was the word of God, and in it was the promise of forgiveness for every transgression except one. History takes us to a time when Jesus, the Son of Man, walked among us, teaching and healing, showing the way to redemption. But not all hearts were open to his message. Some, hardened by pride and disbelief, sought to discredit him. One day, as Jesus was freeing a man from an unclean spirit, some in the crowd murmured with scorn, attributing his power to Beelzebub, the prince of demons. It was then when Jesus, with a gaze that penetrated the soul, pronounced words that would resonate through the centuries. Therefore, I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the one to come. Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 to 32. These words, severe and full of an immutable truth, revealed the existence of a sin, story about the severity of one unforgivable act, a rebellion so deep that it broke the relationship between man and his Creator. It was blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, the willful, conscious refusal of divine truth and the grace offered. The story continues elsewhere, where Jesus, surrounded by his disciples, was teaching them about mercy and justice. Truly, I tell you, all sins will be forgiven for the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. Mark chapter 3, verse 28-29. This sin, known as the eternal sin, was a deliberate and persistent denial of the testimony of the Holy Spirit about Jesus, a denial of the only source of salvation. It was, essentially, the rejection of the only means by which man could be reconciled to God. The teaching was clear: while God's mercy is vast and his forgiveness reaches the ends of the earth, there is a limit set by human will. When man chooses to close his heart to the truth, when he rejects the voice of the Spirit testifying of Christ, he places himself outside the reach of redemption. And so, through the Gospels, we are reminded of the gravity of this sin. In Luke, it tells us, "Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven." Luke chapter 12, verse 10. The biblical narrative teaches us that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is an act of final rejection, a conscious decision to turn away from the light of truth in order to embrace the shadows of lies and despair. This is a sin that is not committed in a moment of weakness or ignorance, but in a state of continuous rebellion against divine sovereignty. The story of redemption is one of love and sacrifice, of a God who extends his arms towards a fallen world, offering forgiveness and hope. But it is also one of those who choose to accept God's grace. The story of redemption continues, leading us through the deserts and cities where God's voice resonated in the hearts of those willing to listen. In every corner of the earth, the word spread, and with it the warning about the unforgivable sin. In Hebrews, we are solemnly warned, for it is impossible in the case of those who were once enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift and have shared in the Holy Spirit and have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, to restore them again to repentance, since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 to 6. This passage speaks of those who have known the truth, experienced divine grace, and shared in the Holy Spirit, but who then turn away, denying the salvation they once embraced. It is a state of apostasy, a conscious and final rejection of the faith they once professed. The seriousness of this sin is further emphasized in 1 John. If anyone sees his brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, he will pray and God will give him life. This is for those who commit sins that do not lead to death. There is sin that leads to death. I'm not saying that one should pray for that. 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. Here, the sin leading to death is interpreted as that which leads to eternal separation from God, a sin so grave that even the intercession of prayer is limited. The biblical narrative is rich in examples and teachings that urge us to reflect on our actions and the condition of our hearts. It constantly reminds us that while God is love and His mercy is infinite, He is also just and holy and cannot tolerate deliberate and continual sin. Thus, the message of the Bible is one of hope and warning. It offers us the promise of forgiveness and eternal life to those who choose to accept God's grace. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we are not only invited, but also called to live in obedience and reverence, conscious that our decisions have eternal consequences. The saga of redemption unfolds like a tapestry woven with threads of grace and divine justice. As the story progresses, we encounter key figures whose lives and decisions illustrate the nature of the unforgivable sin. Among these figures is Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples of Jesus. Judas, who walked alongside the Master and witnessed his miracles, chose to betray him for 30 pieces of silver. His sin was not simply the betrayal, but the conscious rejection of the truth he had intimately known. Despite having every opportunity to repent, Judas succumbed to despair, and ultimately, he turned away from the salvation within his reach. Another example is the Pharisee Saul of Tarsus, later known as the Apostle Paul. Before his conversion, Saul persecuted the followers of Jesus with fervor and conviction. However, unlike Judas, when Saul was confronted with the truth on the road to Damascus, his heart opened up to God's grace. His life was radically transformed, moving from persecutor to proclaimer of the faith he once sought to destroy. These contrasts teach us that the unforgivable sin is not an isolated act, but a stance of the heart. It is the continuous and conscious resistance to God's truth and grace, even in the face of overwhelming evidence of His love and mercy. The biblical narrative also warns us about the importance of genuine faith and obedience. In James, we are reminded that faith without works is dead. James chapter 2, verse 26. True faith manifests in actions that reflect the internal transformation wrought by the Holy Spirit within us. Therefore, those who profess to believe in God but continuously live in deliberate disobedience are at risk of committing the unforgivable sin, since heaven and a new earth, where there will be no more pain, tears, or death. The unforgivable sin is choosing not to take part in this promise. It is hardening one's heart to the point of no return. It is willingly choosing darkness over light, the temporary over the eternal, death over life. The Bible's message is one of unconditional love and perfect justice. God offers His forgiveness to all who approach Him with repentant and humble hearts. But it also clearly states that there is one sin that cannot be forgiven. the voluntary and persistent rejection of the Holy Spirit and His redemptive work in our lives. The journey through the Scriptures leads us to deepen even more in the understanding of the unforgivable sin. We encounter the Apostle John, who in his first epistle provides us with a more intimate view of the relationship between God and man. God is light, he writes, and in him there is no darkness at all. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This statement establishes an absolute contrast between the holiness of God and the sin of man. John continues to explain that if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John chapter 6, 7. We are reminded here that to live in the light is to live in truth and fellowship with God, which is incompatible with the unforgivable sin. The narrative of the Bible not only warns us of the unforgivable sin, but also offers us a redemptive hope. In the book of Romans, Paul writes, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans chapter 6, verse 23. This verse encapsulates the gospel. Although sin leads to death, God offers life through Jesus Christ. The unforgivable sin, then, is to reject this gift of life. It is to deny the only source of salvation and cling to the darkness instead of embracing the light of Christ. It is a state of heart that refuses to submit to God's sovereignty and accept His grace. The Bible ends with a vision of the future, a promise of a new heaven and a new earth where sin and death will no longer have a place. In Revelation we are told, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor will there be any more crying or shouting or pain, for the former things have passed away." Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. This is the final hope for those who choose light over darkness, life over death. As the biblical narrative unfolds before us, we come across the parable of the prodigal son, a story that Jesus told to illustrate the nature of divine forgiveness. In this parable, a young man decides to leave his father's house to live a life of debauchery. After squandering all his inheritance and finding himself in misery, he decides to return home, hoping to at least be treated as one of his father's servants. But the father's response is surprising. Instead of rejection or judgment, the father welcomes his son with open arms, ordering a feast be prepared in his honor. "For this, my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Luke chapter 15, verse 24. The parable of the prodigal son teaches us about the nature of repentance and God's willingness to forgive even the most severe sins as long as there is a genuine return to Him. The story of the prodigal son strongly contrasts with that of the unforgivable sin. Whereas the prodigal son represents those who stray but then return to God, the unforgivable sin represents a final conscious decision to reject God's grace. It is a heart that, despite knowing the truth, chooses to remain in the darkness. The biblical account invites us to reflect on our own life and the decisions that we make. It calls us to examine whether we are living in the light of truth or if we are resisting the voice of the Holy Spirit. It encourages us to seek forgiveness and restoration in God, knowing that His love and mercy are available for all who come close to Him, He with a sincere heart. May this story be a reminder of the infinite patience and love of God, who waits with open arms for all those who have strayed away. May it inspire us to live lives that reflect His love and grace and motivate us to share the good news of redemption with those who have yet to find it. In our exploration of the unforgivable sin, we have been confronted with a profound and transcendental truth: blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. This biblical passage reminds us of the seriousness of sin and warns us about the eternal consequences of rejecting the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. By blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, we are rejecting God's grace and forgiveness in a deliberate and stubborn way. We are closing our hearts to the voice of God and refusing to repent of our sins. However, as we reflect on this truth, we must also remember the infinite mercy and love of God. Even though there is a sin that Scripture describes as unforgivable, God continues to call us to repentance and to offer His forgiveness to all those who turn to Him with sincerity and humility. May this reflection lead us to examine our own lives and to seek the guidance and forgiveness of the Holy Spirit at all times. May we learn to live in obedience and humility, allowing the Holy Spirit to transform us and guide us on the path of truth and eternal life.